Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Well, hi is what you all might be because today is 420, which is marijuana's birthday or something? I don't really understand why this day is. But today is weed's unofficial holiday. Of course, its official holiday is Thanksgiving. Just you and your cousin in an unheated garage sharing half a pumpkin pie, guessing which uncle's on Wegovy. That's why there's some pie left. Now, in a sign that 420 is becoming more legit these days, giant corporate food chains are getting in on the Scooby-Dooby fun with deals like KFC's 420 pot pie combo and Wingstop's hot box. It's the perfect meal to have in your car while your friend's older brother explains music to you. Listen up. Listen up. Gimme Shelter's got a lot more going on in there than you thought. Another brand celebrating is the actual marijuana-themed sandwich chain, Chiba Hut. You know their slogan, no one out-pizzas the hut. Wait, why does that sound so familiar? Did we make that up? No way. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Do you guys want to get Pizza Hut? Good, good. True. The Huffington Post also got in on the Smoky Tokie today, posting, weed insiders debate who would be the best 420 hang. Unfortunately, for some reason I don't understand, the article only gave two options as to who people would rather blaze up with, Trump or Pope Leo. Come on. That's a super easy call. Obviously, we've all seen footage of the Pope getting high. He tried shoving a rolled-up towel under the door of the Sistine Chapel, but we could tell. We knew what was going on in there. Of course, I gotta say, these days, hitting a bong may be the only way to understand Trump's strategy with Iran. On Thursday, Israel and Lebanon, this was Thursday? The Israel and Lebanon agreed to a ceasefire. So on Friday, Iran reopened the Strait of Hormuz. And yes, it was already open before we started the war. But I believe the real Strait of Hormuz was the friends we made along the way. What's that? I'm sorry, what's that? And I'm being told we made no friends. Trump immediately claimed victory, posting, Iran has agreed to never close the Strait of Hormuz again. And they never did until the next day when Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz again. Oh, so close. So what the hell happened? Well, after Iran announced they were opening the strait, they almost immediately reversed course because the U.S. maintained its blockade of Iranian ports. This leads me to the latest installment of my apparently never-ending segment, Hormuz News You Can Use. Both sides accuse. Help us, Tom Cruise. Now, three, there's gonna be a third. Top Gun 3. We should have known the ceasefire was endangered, what Trump said this Thursday night.
I don't want to be a wise guy. I don't want to speak too soon. But we do very well. You noticed that we're doing very well. And I will say the war in Iran is going along swimmingly. We can do whatever we want. And it should be ending pretty soon. It was perfect. I mean, it's perfect.
Don't jinx it. You can't talk like that until the situation is fully resolved. He sounds like a cop in an 80s movie, one day from retirement, pointing at a picture on a desk saying, yep, that's my daughter, Denise. And this summer, I'm gonna walk my little girl down the aisle. Everything's gonna be perfect. And you know what occurs to me just now? I've never said I love you to my son, but tonight, after my last shift, I'm gonna tell him, oh, what's that? What do you know? It's him right now. Hey, kiddo, listen, I just wanted to tell you something. You know what? It can wait till tonight. Okay, rookie, let's head down that alley and better take off this heavy bulletproof vest first. Make a cozy fire, Helen, because it's going to be 30 golden years up at the lake house. Trump did some, thank you. Yeah. That's what I'm doing after the show. It's just going to be that. Trump did some social media negotiating with Iran, posting, we're offering a very fair and reasonable deal. And I hope they take it, because if they don't, the United States is going to knock out every single power plant, every single bridge in Iran. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Yes, yes. It's good, important that he said that, because up till now, Trump's been known as Mr. Nice Guy. In fact, he's mentioned over 30,000 times in the Nice Guy files. Last night, 38,000. That's over 30,000. That's what that is. Last night, Trump announced he was sending a crack negotiating team to Pakistan, and Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to lead the delegation. Oh, good. Lots of friends in here. It's good we're sending the guy who screws up absolutely everything. It's like hearing, attention passengers, looks like we got clear skies all the way to Tampa. My co-pilot today is Mr. Bean. And there appears to be a bee in the cockpit. Feel free to get up and wander around. On some level, even the president seems to know that this has all the makings of a disaster. According to the Wall Street Journal, behind Trump's public bravado on the war, he is privately grappling with just how badly things could go wrong. Not exactly confidence boosting. Reminds me of that sign from Friday Night Lights. Clear eyes, full hearts. I'm kind of freaking out that we're all gonna die. Coach, still so cute. The kiss daddy on the cheek. Yeah, the Emmys. This behind-the-scenes anxiety might explain why Trump spent the entire weekend posting deranged videos praising himself. Like this one with a weird AI narrator.
This is what you voted for. So why are you questioning every decision he makes now that he's back in office? He knows what he's doing. Maybe it's time to shut the f*** up and let him cook.
Forget the obscenities. Let him cook. Always reassuring when you hear a world leader use Gen Z slang. I'm reminded of the immortal words of Mahatma Gandhi. You must be the change you wish to see in the world. Wow, fam, I ate with that. No crumbs. And he didn't eat much.
He famously
rarely ate with that. little lemon juice. But definitely the most concerning post was this next one, where Trump, with no comment and no context, tweeted an entire video of Frank Sinatra singing My Way, which, may I remind you, begins like this.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Okay, that's pretty ominous. We haven't heard a president sound that bleak since Reagan.
Mr. Gorbachev, I hurt myself today.
Yeah, huge Trent Reznor fan. Huge Trent Reznor fan. It's a tough weekend for FBI Director Kash Patel, because on Friday, The Atlantic published an expose that paints Patel as erratic, suspicious of others, and prone to excessive drinking, leading many at the Bureau to consider him a national security vulnerability. I'm told, is this true? We have obtained a photo of Patel reading that report. Yeah. The
spelled my name right.
The Atlantic details Patel's alleged boozing habits. Apparently, he is known to drink to the point of obvious intoxication, and it's so bad that meetings and briefings have had to be rescheduled for later in the day as a result of his alcohol-fueled nights. But being hungover, you boo all you want, but being hungover is just normal for FBI agents, as we learned in Silence of the Lambs.
Good morning.
Dr. Lecter, I need a blue Gatorade and a bacon, egg, and cheese.
That sounds pretty good. That'll do you, baby. That'll do you right. That's not all. On multiple occasions, Patel's security team reportedly had difficulty waking him because he was seemingly intoxicated, and once he was unreachable behind locked doors, so they had to request breaching equipment, which is normally used by SWAT and hostage rescue teams to quickly gain entry to buildings. Wow! Breaching equipment. I've been drunk. But I've never been battering ram drunk. I've never been so hungover I needed my alarm clock to be the jaws of life. Well, like a drunk guy in line at McDonald's, Patel is fighting back. He strongly denies everything. And he filed a lawsuit against The Atlantic, which he announced over the weekend on the Fox Front News.
The results, I say, speak for themselves. If the fake news mafia isn't hitting you personally with baseless information in Washington, D.C., then you're not doing your job. Maria, I'm happy to announce on your show that we are not going to take this laying down.
Yeah, they're not going to take this laying down. They're going to take it propped up in a recliner with a trash can their roommate gave you just in case. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Don Cheadle.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, my first guest tonight is an actor you know from Hotel Rwanda, Boogie Nights, and House of Lies. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Don Cheadle.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Whoa.
National treasure over there.
I'm telling you, do they tour with
what?
You?
What? They're going to be.
Nice.
They're going to be. You guys got a tour lined up?
Yeah.
All right, great. If you need somebody to introduce you, I'm free. That'd be great. Even split, right?
I just say. Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
I'm glad I was here to see that all go down. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I've been thinking, what is that?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I'll just take 2%.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Thank
I like
you.
The I like the tweed.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. I like the you're going kind of high low, you're professorial, but you got the casual tee.
The cash and the up.
Yeah.
Up cash, I call
sure.
it.
Sure. That's the Cheadle signature.
Up cash.
Congratulations are in order because you are making your Broadway debut.
Yes.
In Revival. Here we go.
Thank you.
With Io Debary in Proof. That's fantastic. You know, I'm just curious. So when you go to work in the morning, this is what you see as you're walking up to work.
Yeah.
How does it feel to see that up in lights on Broadway?
I mean, it's kind of surreal.
Yeah.
It's kind of surreal, but it's also kind of great. And, you know, we're ending our first week. You know, we opened Thursday, I guess, and it's just been, like, really a great experience and more than I could have ever imagined. It's fun every night.
How could this be? Like, you're such an accomplished actor. I'm so surprised this is your debut on Broadway.
Yeah, I mean, the timing has never worked out, and it's never been kind of the right project, and everything just kind of came together perfectly, and Io was available, and all the actors were available. Kara Young, 2-time Tony winner back-to-back. So Jen Ha. It's just a great cast, and we're just very happy to be here. Wait, can I do
what?
Something?
You
speaking
can.
Of.
You can do something.
This is from the cast and David Auburn.
Oh.
Author.
It's
autographed.
It's a signed copy. That's so nice.
And
please thank
that.
Everybody.
For sure.
That's great. Thank you so much. That is lovely.
Yeah, glad to do it.
You also have some pretty fancy producers on this thing. Here you go. It's Barack and Michelle Obama are two of the producers on this. That must be nice.
Yeah, they showed up.
They showed up.
We let them
they
backstage.
They showed up.
We let them backstage.
Do you call them Barack and Michelle?
I'm not allowed to say what I call them because then I can't call them that anymore.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, Sam, that's part of the deal.
That's part of the deal.
Yeah. And I call them Pookie and Stretch.
Oh, you do too?
I call them Pookie and Stretch.
Oh, well, then I don't know why they didn't want me to say
that. Yeah, I'm not supposed to say which I call which, though.
That's
the deal.
That's what it is. Yeah.
You can't do. Well, what about that? Do you like seeing the fancy people in the audience when you're doing it?
I like to not know. Although I knew, because they were like, hey, we're coming. I was like, nah.
Why do you not want to know?
I just don't want any, I don't want to change anything. It's a very egalitarian space. I want everybody in the audience to be,
I see.
We're all here to just
shows
experience
for everybody.
This. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. But it must be a little fun to know that.
Of course. And a little intimidating. And
sure.
A little like, wait a minute. You
what
know?
About family? Do you like family when shows
my
up?
My whole family came this last week. I had
but
like
20
members.
Does that intimidate you?
No, that's warm. That's a warm house.
Oh, that's good.
You got your people there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. The whole KC crew came.
Yeah. There's no like pressure to go like, I got to prove I made the right choice with my life.
Okay, I overacted a little bit. I did. And I said, see?
Did you see Proof back in the original? I wish we'd just stop in the middle of the play
right,
and turn
right.
and be like, it's working out.
Right, exactly.
Get Told off you. My back.
Yeah, back
I'm
off.
Talented.
Yeah, exactly. That was Thursday night. Yeah.
Yes. You know, it's a Tony and Pulitzer Prize winning play. Did you see it? Did you see it back in the day and when it was first run?
No, I think 25 years ago when it was on Broadway, when it, you know, had its first showing on Broadway, I was in Top Dog Underdog at the Public. And
Off Broadway.
Yeah. My wife saw it.
Yeah.
And she came back. She's like, I just saw this incredible play and just amazing. So it's wild to be here 25 years later doing it.
Well, David Auburn, who wrote it, and again, won the Tony and the Pulitzer, sometimes when we remount a play, the author's no longer with us.
Yes.
You know? But he's still with us, still with you. He's there, right?
He was there last night. He was there. And
is all that any pressure? Like, is he like watching like a hawk? Like,
no,
not a word.
Yeah. No, it's they can be like that. But David is the exact opposite. He's super chill. Like, there's a moment in the play, I don't want to spoil anything, but where it's sort of ambiguous what this character is at one point. And I said, is he this? Is he that? Is he this? And he was like, yeah. Figure it out.
Sure, wow.
Have fun.
Wow.
So he was very supportive, and we were able to interrogate a lot of things in the play, and he's not precious about his work. You'd think after those incredible accolades, he'd be like that, don't change a syllable.
Yep.
But he was like, no, this is, I want it to feel new for you guys. I want it to feel fresh for you guys.
Do you remember the first time you were in a play?
I do. I played Templeton the Rat in Charlotte's Web. Which camera? Where we go? Play a song from Charlotte's Web.
Yeah. Which one?
The fair is a veritable smorgasbord, orgasbord, orgasbord. After the lights go down, and I'll never work. He was in it too.
Oh my God.
He was in it too.
Wow. That's a quality part, Templeton. That got to be the best part.
I thought it was.
Yeah. It's funny.
Funny.
Yeah. Harsh. And he has a
harsh
turn.
Yeah.
Come on.
He does.
Range is what you got.
Exactly.
How old were you?
You see me.
I do. How old were you?
10.
Woo!
10 years old, yeah.
That is pretty high to get that part of 10. Wow. Yeah. Did you know then, this is it for me?
I kind of knew when it happened. I didn't know while I was doing it. I just knew I was having a great time.
Yeah.
And then when we finally performed it and that song just brought down the house, I went, there may be something here.
Your character in Proof says life changes pretty fast.
Life changes fast in your 20s.
In your 20s.
Yeah,
okay.
It shakes you up.
Shakes you up, okay. All right. Did that happen for you? Did your life get shaken up in your
20s? Absolutely. In my 20s, I just graduated from California Institute of the Arts. And nobody here went to college. You don't have to do that. I mean, I set it up because I wanted to see if it would happen, and it did.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yes.
But
I went to Catawba Diesel Technical Institute. There you go. Yeah.
Big alum. Okay.
Yeah.
So in my 20s, I was just like hitting the LA and starting to try to work in the business. And I'd bum rush it with all of my friends. A lot of us were the same, you know, type, same age. And we would just all go to the audition together, and if I went in, I'd go, wait, you have to see my friend, and we would just bum rush the auditions.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. It was a very comforting way to come into the business in a real cutthroat environment. Sure. We all had each other's back, and that was really nice.
You know? I hear that you and your friends, that one of the things, the fun things to do, you would just read each other like your favorite passages from Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah, we would read a lot of plays, because It was a very conservatory school at that time. And I graduated, I think, in my class. There were 15 or 16 people.
Yeah.
So you were constantly doing plays, probably 30 plays in school, and a lot of Shakespeare. And, you know, you love Shakespeare.
I do, yeah. What's your fave? You got a favorite thing you want to drop?
I don't know that I have a favorite thing. I don't know that I have a favorite. Okay. I love the Scottish play. Do I have to turn around and spit?
This is a real theater.
Yeah, I know. I did it.
Yeah.
And there, you know, we always had to have one in the chamber. I think the one I had in the chamber was from Julius Caesar. You know, why man he doth bestride the narrow world like a colossus, and we petty men peep at you know it.
Yeah.
Peep about beneath his huge legs to find ourselves dishonorable graves.
Yeah.
The fault, dear Brutus, is not in the stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings.
You got the part. The play is Proof on Broadway at the Booth Theater through July 19th. I'm going to go many times.
Coming up, Jake Tapper.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight is a New York Times best-selling author, CNN's chief Washington correspondent, and anchor of The Lead with Jake Tapper. Please welcome back to The Late Show, my friend and yours, Mr. Jake Tapper. Hello, Jake.
Hello, Stephen.
How you been?
I'm good. I'm just soaking it all in. This is my, I think, 14th time here.
I believe that.
And I was going for 15.
You were going for 15. Hey, man, we got 15 more shows. Exactly. Nice to see you again. You know, I enjoy your work. But what I forget when I haven't seen you in a while is how damn handsome you are.
Oh, you're so kind.
Thank you. And dapper. Well, I like the pocket square. That's
Thank you. Nice. Oh, yeah. So this is a special freedom of the press and freedom of speech pocket square.
What's it say? Okay, show them over there. That's very nice.
Yeah, and I'm going to be, you know, Saturday night's the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I did not know.
And there are a bunch of us that are going to be wearing these. These are from the Reporters Committee for the Free Press.
Okay.
And because there might be some guests there that are unfamiliar with...
This is the first time that the president is going to be attending, right?
Now that you say so, yes.
No,
by the way,
true?
I brought you one.
Oh, that's so lovely. Thank you.
And this is for Evie.
Oh, that's very nice. Yes. My Southern Belle.
I was getting fresh.
First correspondence dinner I ever went to was with you.
Yeah, you were my date.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then you came the next year and you dropped a nuclear bomb on the place.
It says, Neutron bomb. Everybody in the building was fine. Okay, on Friday, your network, and congrats on this one.
Thank you.
Got a shout out from Trump. He posted that CNN and the New York Times are, quote, desperately looking for a reason to criticize President Donald J. Trump on the Iran situation, but just can't find it. Why don't they just say, job well done, Mr. President? So, Jake, that's a simple question. Why don't you just say, job well done? How hard is that? What would that hurt if you just said, job well done, and then later ask what the job was?
Okay, so first of all, let me say,
yep.
I say it to you, job you. Well done.
Thank you very much. And I'm supposed to tell him? I'm supposed to pass?
No.
Oh, it just stops
it's
here?
To you.
Stops
it stops
here.
To you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, thank you very much.
But in terms of job well done, let's just deconstruct it. It's not done.
It's pretty much done.
It's not done. There's still...
We've won, and it's pretty much over.
for all intents and purposes.
He literally, President Trump was literally threatening to blow up the entire country yesterday.
Iran, not ours. Yeah, and, yes. Now you're nitpicking. Now you're,
That's my job.
That's the CNN just looking for anything to criticize the president for.
Yeah. I don't have to look very far for when it comes to things to question the government about this war. And, like, I don't even still, like, we still don't even know if the peace talks in Pakistan are going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, because the president sent over J.D. Vance and Witkoff, is that who it is? Who's it?
I think so. They kept on changing. First, Trump
Kushner.
Said Vance wasn't going to go. Now we're told Vance is going to go.
And then Iran said, we're not sending anybody.
Yeah, I mean, are they
sending somebody now?
There does seem to be a split. The government in that country is not, like, in a great shape.
Sure.
And so I think that there is talk from the parliament that there is going to be talks, but the Islamic Republican Guard, it's not clear that they're going to send anybody or that they're on, you know,
right.
They're in the cahoots with their own
so
government.
So Vance could just be over there negotiating with himself? Which I'll remind him as a fellow Catholic is a sin.
I mean, I hope there are peace talks, and I hope
there
are...
Me too.
Yeah, of course.
Peace talks. I hope the United States gets something meaningful out of it. If we got the uranium, that would be wonderful.
Right. The Strait of Hormuz could reopen, perhaps.
It could reopen, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that, we were told, as you explained earlier, was a done deal, and then it wasn't a done deal. And,
right.
And I think yesterday, I lose track, President Trump announced that the U.S. had fired upon an Iranian vessel. And so, I mean, it's not done. That's my whole point. Why did I not say job well done?
Right.
Not done.
Negative, negative, negative. Okay. Even if they start negotiating tomorrow, they have one day to do the whole damn thing, or else the ceasefire ends on Wednesday. Is that the ceasefire midnight Tuesday? Or?
Correct. But I think I'm not sure if it's midnight Tuesday or midnight Wednesday, but I think that it's possible that President Trump will
push it off. In good faith negotiations, we'll push
perhaps.
It off.
Perhaps. We hope so.
Like that.
We hope so.
Okay, me too. We have to take a quick break. Jake Tapper. On Sunday, you interviewed Energy Secretary Chris Wright.
I did.
When asked about gas dropping back down to $3 a gallon, he said, quote, that could happen later this year. That might not happen until next year. So you're booing meaninglessness, but I can't tell what that means. It could happen or it could not happen. Either one.
You can't argue.
Nope.
You can't
Except
argue
he did not say what would happen. He said it could happen or it could not happen. And Trump responded to that by saying, he's wrong. So he's saying it could happen or could not happen. Trump said, he's wrong. Neither of those is an option right now. What do you make of the administration trying to message on something as concrete as a price?
You're missing the point. It is already under $3 a gallon. That's the subtext of what President Trump is... No, I'm just
I didn't kidding. Know. Oh, is that what I was saying? I thought you were breaking news right now.
No. Look, I think Energy Secretary Wright was trying to give an honest answer that hopefully it will come down by the end of the year, but it might not be till next year. And I think President Trump...
I could have said that, though, and I'm not the Energy Secretary.
But
will the price come down?
I don't know. Tougher get on a Sunday morning...
Good luck.
The energy secretary, yeah.
Good luck. Jake?
Wait.
Oh, what?
I'm not leaving yet.
Why not?
Because I have something to present you. Okay. Thank you.
What are we doing here?
All right, so.
Is this, oh God, are we doing a Ouija board?
No.
Okay.
So, I was thinking about how special you are to me and how special this show and you are to them.
Thank you very much. That's very nice. So, well, that's all we have time for, Jake.
So, I mean, I have known you longer than I've known my wife. I mean, like, you are...
2004.
2004, but I met you a few days before I met Jen. And
wow.
Both in Iowa, and
right.
At the Iowa caucus. And,
you met her at the Iowa caucus?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a couple days after you. And I wanted to do something special. And I thought, oh, I could buy him a book or I could buy him this. And the last time when you turned 60, I bought you some sort of Hobbit, some old Hobbit.
Yeah,
you're tough to shop for.
No,
because let's be honest, you have a little money. So
I'm comfortable.
You're comfortable. So I thought, okay, you know, I was a minor in art in college. And like, I dabble. And so I thought maybe I could paint something for you.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody on my staff said, why don't you paint a picture of him because he loves the Lord of the Rings so much as like a hobbit or a wizard. Hold on. And then I said, that's a great idea, but you know what? He's been on the air for 11 years now. Let me check with Evie, his wife. And she's like, yeah, he's got plenty of those. He doesn't need another Stephen Colbert as a hobbit. He doesn't need another Stephen Colbert as a wizard. But I know you love the Lord of the Rings. And so I painted you this.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The Lead with Jake Tapper airs weekdays at CNN. Jake Tapper, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.